Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is Into the Verse with Kylie Kane. Today we're going to be taking a look at one of my favorite games of all time in the second of the two pilot episodes for the month of February. You can already hear the music in the background. Soak it in. Yes, you're right. That is Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind, and we are playing modded, so we got a lot of neat tricks up our sleeve, but without further ado, let's get started with this amazing game. Oh my goodness, here it goes. Each event is preceded by prophecy. Without the hero, there is no event, said by Zurinaris, the Underking. In the waning years of the third era of Tamriel, a prisoner born on a certain day to uncertain parents was sent under guard without explanation to Morrowind, ignorant of the role he was to play in that nation's history.
They have taken you from the Imperial City's prison, first by carriage and now by boat. To the east, to Morrowind. Fear not, for I am watchful. You have been chosen.
On the screen, we see images of the island scrolling past under dark red.
We're here. Why are you shaking? Are you okay? Wake up.
And that is the sound of Zyub speaking to us to wake us up.
Stand up. There you go. You were dreaming. What's your name?
Oh, goodness. Hold on. His voice is really quiet. I forgot how I turned the voices down so much. Huh. Turn the voices up a hair. That's fine. Music down a hair. Not that much. Turn the footsteps up a little bit. Up, backs up a bit. Right there. Much better. So we're going to make our name Kai Lee. Kylie.
Well, not even last night's storm could wake you. I heard them say we've reached Morrowind. I'm sure they'll let us go.
So we begin Morrowind on a boat. In a boat, surrounded by crates, barrels, and baskets.
Here comes the guard.
As the guard approaches us,
this is where you get off. Come with me.
He tells us to come with him and gives us a short tutorial on how to move. Looky here.
You better do what they say.
I'm doing exactly what they say. So I'm walking through the ship, trying to not pass the guard because, holy crap, he walks really slow. There's barrels all over the place. I can't interact with anything on the ship. And the ship disappears after I leave the tutorial area. So,
get yourself up on deck and let's keep this as civil
as possible. Yes, sir. I'm on the deck. So I've just got on the deck and I see the beautiful sight of Neen in my view. And the Still Strider, which is like a giant crab-like bug, to my east, which is actually the south or to the north. And I see some stuff out in the distance covered by a dense, beautiful fog.
This is where they want you.
Head down to the dock and he'll show you the census office. Oh, I love it. Walking down to a guardsman standing down on a dock.
You finally arrived.
But our records don't show from where. I actually said this to a friend of mine tonight as we were out. We were talking and they showed up really late to what we were doing. And all of a sudden he shows up and I said, "You finally arrived. But our records don't show from where." And he looked at me really funny. Like, the hell? And I'm like, you just don't understand. All right, so we got a whole bunch of classes we can pick. Of course, a horse. We got a whole bunch of stuff we can pick, a whole bunch of races we can pick from Argonian, Bretons, Dark Elves, High Elves, Imperials, Khajiits, Nords, Orcs, Red Guards, and Wood Elves. I'm going to be choosing a Dark Elf for this playthrough, and we are going to be a male Dark Elf. Sure. I actually prefer the female character model. It doesn't matter whether you choose male or female. It really doesn't matter. I think it affects your strength and willpower or strength and persuasion a little bit, but it doesn't really matter. And we are going to, I'm looking through the faces. Ooh, I like that face a lot. And I'm going to change the hair because the hair is just awful. All the hairs are awful. Let me be completely clear. I like that hair. Okay. We're going to pick okay.
Great.
I'm sure you'll fit right in. Follow me up to the office and they'll finish your release. Now, not everything is voice acted, but the start is voice acted. We can't step off the dock. And the guardsman starts walking towards the census office, which is this tall tower-like lighthouse style building with the actual lighthouse to the east. And we enter the census office. And it's a dark room, barely lit by the fire. The candles. 1, 2, 3. There's like 7 or 8 candles. There's a lot of candles. Holy sh! Why are there so many candles? Who needs this many candles? There's a lot of candles. It's a fire to our right, though. It's beautiful. Guard standing by the door. And in front of us,
yes, we've been
Solossus Ergala. God, I love that.
There are a few ways we can do this. And
the choice is yours. I love the... It's a bug. It's not a bug. It's an error in the audio. And I don't know if anyone's ever fixed it, but every time you talk to it, the first thing he goes, it's amazing. It just makes me laugh that they never removed it. All right, we're going to fill out the forms ourselves. We have 3 options. We can answer questions. We can fill out the form, so on and so forth. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to go magic. Our specialization is going to be magic. Our determinations are going to be, we always choose endurance as the main one. And I'm thinking we're going to go, I think we're going to go intelligence. So our skills are going to be the following. We're going to be using light armor because I love light armor. We're going to be doing long blade. We're then going to be taking destruction, our major skills, destruction, restoration. And as our final one, we're going to be taking speechcraft, and that's going to help us a lot. We're going to be talking a lot. We can destroy. We can, I think willpower is actually better for what I need. Yes, willpower, not intelligence. What am I doing? Willpower is what I need. Endurance and willpower. Anyways, minor skills, of course. Minor skills are going to be mercantile, because mercantile helps a lot. We're going to be taking... we've already taken marksman. Let's take mysticism, I think. I don't know if whether I want to do mysticism or I might do alchemy because I kind of dig alchemy. Alchemy is good for potions. We're going to take, I might do enchanting. Yeah, we're going to take enchanting and conjure. No, enchanting. And which one's the one that allows me to sell a gem? Enchanting, mysticism. And then finally, we're going to be taking, illusion, because it allows us to calm and do some other fun stuff. So we got mysticism, enchant, alchemy, mercantile, speechcraft, restoration, destruction, longblade, and armor. And that's our magic build. And we are a mage. And this is, we're going to call this the spell sword. You know what I also want to take? I actually want to take, instead of mysticism, because I can always, well, yeah. Instead of alchemy, I may take... Because alchemy can be leveled pretty quickly. There's some alchemy trainers I might take. I actually want to take... what do I got? What did I want to take? I wanted to take something very... Something helpful for me. Conjuration, which allows me to conjure weapons and armor. Because that's kind of important too. And allows me to summon partners. We're not going to do a class description. We don't care.
Very good.
The letter that preceded you mentioned you were born under a certain sign. What would that be? So he's going to ask us for our birth signs. There's a lot of birth signs that do different things. My favorite one is the lady. Now, what the lady does is allows us to fortify personality by 25 points and fortify endurance by 25 points. I'm going to take that. Now, before I stamp these papers, make sure this information is correct. Yeah, the information is correct. It gives us a health of 40, a magic of 40, fatigue of 185. Our skills are setting at 40, speed of 50, endurance of 65, personality of 65, luck of 40. So we're 40 across the board. Our main stats are light armor 35, long blade 35, destruction 45, restoration 35, speechcraft 30, then mercantile at 15, conjuration at 20, enchant at 20, mysticism at 25, illusion at 20. Everything else is 5. There are a couple down there that's 10 and 15, short blade of 10 at 15. We start with resist fire at 75%. Yes, Lady's Favor and Lady's Grace, which are the two I mentioned before. We can summon an ancestor guardian, and we can immediately do Hearth Hill and Firebite. Let's grab our stuff.
Show your papers to the captain when you exit to get your release fee.
I will take that from him. Awesome. And looky here. So we got our character sheet, which I can now look at. I've already taken the papers, and now we can leave.
Go to the next building and talk to Sellers Guardian.
Now, the first thing we do as we walk out of the census building, walk out of the census area, the tutorial's done for the most part. Now, what we're going to do is we're not necessarily an honorable sort, but we're not a thieving sort either. So what I'm going to do is we want a little bit more gold. There's actually a lockpick on the table, and that lockpick is actually going to give us a little bit of combat, a little bit of experience. We can equip the weapon. We also have a dagger on the table. There's a bunch of stuff on the table in front of us. But what we're really looking for very specifically is the two things that we can use for ourselves here. So they are like, nah, he didn't really steal from us. He just grabbed the stuff off the table. We're gonna pick a lock. Oh, maybe I'm gonna pick a lock. Yes, so we picked the lock. I was like, maybe I'm gonna pick the lock. I don't know. We're gonna take the 31 gold out of it, and that's gonna be useful for us. And now we can leave. Now we got one more thing we gotta grab before we get out of the tutorial area, and that is the ring, engraved ring of healing, which is a 20/20 enchantment. Heal 1 to 5 points on self. And nope, we're not doing anything with that, because what we're doing is we're leaving the area. We're gonna go talk to Celius Gravis. And honestly, if we had telekinesis, thank you. I know. If we had telekinesis, we could do something really cool. He's actually turning around to look at me. But we could actually grab the tower, the warehouse key, and get some lot of really neat mid-grade or middle of the road armor really early. But let's talk to Celius. And he took our release identification from us. He says, first, let me take your identification papers. Thank you. Word of your arrival only reached me yesterday. I am Celius Gravis. My background is not important. I'm here to welcome you to Morrowind. I asked him what Morrowind is, and he says, yes, you're in Morrowind. I don't know why you're here or why you were released from prison and shipped here, but your authorization comes directly from Uriel Septim, the Emperor. Emperor Uriel Septim VII himself, and I don't need to know any more than that. When you leave this office, you are free, but before you go, I have instructions on your duties. Instructions from the Emperor, so pay careful attention. When I ask him what my duties are, he says, this package came with the news of your arrival. You are to take it to Caius Casadas in the town of Balmora. Go to the South Wall Corner Club and ask for Caius Casadas. They'll know where to find him. Serve him as you would serve the Emperor himself. I also have a letter for you and a dispersal to your name. So we got the directions to Caius Casadas, which basically is directions to the South Wall Corner Club. Package for Caius Casadas. We can't look in it because it is encrypted. And 87 gold. I'm going to ask real quick who Caius Casadas is. And it just says, hey, go find him. We'll talk about my duties once again. You can't do anything with that. And I'm going to say goodbye. So goodbye. Bye-bye. We left, and now we are in Cydoneen. We can also take a look at our journal, which just says, my orders are to go to town about Mora, look for a man named Caius Casadas, and give him the package. Now we have, the world is now our oyster. That was the entire tutorial. That's it. So the town of Cydoneen, we walk out, and to our right, as you leave the area, is a beautiful, vast ocean, vast as it is wide. To our front is the warehouse, the census and excise warehouse. Can't get in there because the door's locked. Don't know why. Why is the door locked? Well, there was a key we saw inside Celius Gravis' office, I should say. And if we were the thieving sort, we could definitely grab it. There's a man named Fargoth standing close to us. Let's talk to him and see what he's all about. Fargoth says, are you the one the boat dropped off? Odd to see a boat arrive at that time of day. I hope the Imperials treated you okay. I swear they took my ring. Ring? They took your ring? He says, I swear one of the guards has it. I had it last week before the weekly Let's Shake Down Fargoth ritual. An engraved healing ring, family heirloom of mine. Hey, you haven't seen it, have you? Well, we have. We have a ring like that in our inventory. So here's a little secret. If you're starting in Morrowind, you're playing along. Talk to Fargoth. This is your first time. Talk to Fargoth. You can give him that ring. The answer two is yes, I found it. Here, take it. That gives you a 100% disposition with Fargoth and a 90% disposition with the trader in the trade house. Very important because that'll give you better bartering prices. Very important. He says, you found it. Amazing. Thank you. You're now my favorite friend. I'll be sure to tell the others, especially my friend Ariel, who runs the trade house here. Go see him. He'll be happy to see you now. Awesome. So Ariel is happy with us. I have
a feeling that you and I are about to become...
Oh, Fargoth, you are adorable. Okay, so there's a trade house in front of me. And Fargoth said something about the trade house, so let's go find out what's going on there. Remember, we only have 87 gold plus the 37 we stole earlier, puts us at 118 gold. Let's enter Ariel's trade house, and it's a beautiful trade house with weapons, stuff on the table, with a woman named Tolvis Orothan standing there. And she doesn't have anything specific, just some rumors and stuff like that. That's funny. It says the latest rumors from her says my cousin claimed he saw a city in the water near Narmak. He's a drunkard though and spends too much time in the sun. Wonder if that's a real rumor. I have no idea. Thank you guys sniffing. So let's talk to Ariel of the Ariel Trade House, and he says he's got some latest rumors. Let's find out what it says. And he says I heard the Hiraskar upstairs has some financial troubles. Can't seem to win a wager these days. Some little advice. It says buy a weapon and much armor as you can wear and still run from trouble. Buy a spell or two and practice your skills. Don't practice on citizens. We call that foul murder and we don't like it. But you can kill smugglers, bandits, and other outlaws if you like. Outlaws have no rights. Plenty of adventurers make a living killing and looting outlaws. That smuggler scum down in Adamasartis, for instance. The cave near the Stiltstrider platform. Ooh, there's a cave near the Stiltstrider platform? That might be useful. So what we're going to do is we're going to barter with him. And we're going to sell off that knife. That knife isn't useful for us. It ain't useful. We need a sword. We need a weapon. We need a real weapon. What we're going to do is we're going to buy a longsword, which is a 4 to 16. The broadsword's a 4 to 12, but a 4 to 16. We don't want both the broadswords. We just want one. We just want one of the swords. We don't want both the swords. We just want the sword. I just want the sword. I just want one sword. Give me one sword. Not two swords. Thank you. I'll take that one sword. And that cost me 33 gold. Traditionally, it costs 40 gold. And we sold something for a little bit of money and got a little bit of good. So let's look here. What else can we buy? We can buy some chitlin. There's some chitlin armor here for 45. We can buy the armor. Can we buy the greaves? We can buy the greaves. We can buy the left pauldron, the right pauldron. Oh, can we afford all of it? 123. Oh, I could sell the lockpick and get it down to 119. And that is the quote unquote full set of armor without the shield. Can I afford it, y'all? Maybe not. Let's see if he'll give it to me for 118, which is, or 117. We'll go for 117. Can he give it? He says no. What about 118? He gave it to us for 118. Yeah, that's awesome. So we got all our stuff. We literally spent all our money, but we got ourselves equipped with a weapon, and some armor. For exactly 118, that was a very, very close sale. We still have three spells. We have Fire Bite and Hearth Heal. Hearth Heal heals us, and Fire Bite does Ancestor's Guardian, which is pretty dope, if I must say so myself. So, we've got a weapon we can wield in our hands, and we have a little bit of luck on our hands. So, what is our first task that we should do now that we have equipped ourselves up? So he mentioned to us the cave near the Stiltstrider platform. Who said that? Who said, where did I put that? Did you, Vaudanus Nicusus? He's got a little advice for us. He says, what do you want? If you're looking to get out of Sedanine, I'll be happy to give you a little advice. Let's find out what this man wants. He says, new here? Take the Stiltstrider to Vivek or Belmora. Fast and cheap. No trouble with wild animals and smugglers or bandits and outlaws. Go see Darvain Herlorin at the Strider port over the bridge and over the water. And tell her Vaudanus Nusius sent you. Okay, so if we tell her we sent you, I wonder if that's going to give us any discounts. But here's the problem. We have no money. We literally have no money. So we need money. That's bad. Well, that's also good. So we need money. So let's... You know what? Let's do a couple things because we have no money and we really have no skills outside of this fire bite, right? So that worries me. So we need some sort of income, right? So let's talk to some people and see if they've got any advice where to get income. Income, they keep saying the smugglers at Adamasartis is a good way to go. So let's go over to Adamasartis and see what happens. We may die. But we will survive. As we're walking towards Adamasaurus, there's some mushrooms to our right. Let's see if we can pick those. Those are Luminous Rosula. And we can pick those. We can pick both of those. We picked up the Luminous Rosula. And where's this cave? I don't see a cave. I see the Stiltstrider platform, but I don't see a cave. I'm walking on the road. There's a lady just standing out by the fence. I don't know what she's doing. We're just looking over here, looking around as we cross past the platform. And yes, there is the cave. I see a cave, a door. And I see some mushrooms, some violet coprinus. Coprinus. And we are going to pick all the violet coprinus and some more luminous russula. I wonder what the luminous russula does. Let's eat one. Let's find out what happens. The luminous russula did nothing yet. And the violet coprinus does. So we've got water walking and water breathing. The water breathing came from the luminous russula, and the water walking came from the violet coprinus. Dope. Ooh, there's something in the water. I kind of want it. What is in the water? What is this? This is a draggle tail. And it looks like there's other draggle tail here. I wonder what draggle tail does. Is it going to hurt me? I'm going to eat it. Let's eat draggle tail and find out what happens. Wait, why is there two different? Oh, it's an ampule pod or a coda flower. We ate the ample pod. Let's see if it hurt us. It did not. And the coda flower, we ate the coda flower and it. What did the coda flower drained personality for 3 points. Don't eat coda flowers, y'all. That's bad. That's very bad. We don't eat those. It left pretty quickly, so it left as quickly as it started because it didn't take very long for it to do what it was supposed to do. I think my alchemy skill's too low to keep that information on hand, but the more you eat like stuff, the more your skills raise, so that might be important for me to do. I also probably will want to raise it. I'm going to go look at my alchemy, and it does say I have made 18 points towards the next level. So we are at Adamasartus. We got our weapon. As always, first thing we're going to do before we go anywhere is we're going to save it. And let's enter Adamasartus. We've entered Adamasartus. It's a dark cave. And I'm scared because there looks to be a bandit at the bottom of the hill. Oh, there's a bandit at the bottom of the hill. He's just standing there very... He comes running at me immediately. He's a bandit at the bottom of this hill. He's standing beside a campfire and he's coming to attack me. I attacked him for half health. Oh my goodness. I'm going to hit him with a fire bite. That hurt him for a little bit of damage, but not enough damage. And we stabbed him twice and that killed him. That killed the bandit. Her name was Tanisi Verinthi. If she was just a friendlier person, I wouldn't have killed her. But she has on her hand a chitin dagger, which can be sold for 6. It's worth 6. Some netch leather boots. Some common pants. A common shirt. Netch leather boots. What am I wearing? I'm wearing chitin boots, so it's a little better. She's got an Adamasartus slave key. That'll be useful. Let's free the. We're gonna free some slaves. Well, in Morrowind, slavery is legalized, but we still want to free them as best we can. So I'm coming over here to look at the fire, and there's a bucket beside the fire and some bellows beside the fire. They're not worth a whole lot. Give me 1 second. I'm about to sneeze, and it's gonna be everywhere if I sneeze while I'm talking. No, it passed. Never mind. I'm not even cutting that. So I'm looking around this cave and there's a giant boat. Is there anything under the boat other than an oar? And there's a bucket. Everybody needs a bucket. Buckets are useful, right? So let's open up the door. We opened up an old gate. And we're looking around. To our left is a staircase that leads up. To our right is a outcropping of hills that lead down. And we're looking around. We're keeping our eyes open for anything that piques our interest. Going up to the left up the staircase, and there's a torch here. Can I grab this torch? I actually can, and I can wield the torch, and it gives me light. Someone said there is no escape. I don't know who. I didn't see anybody. All right, we have somebody running up here, and they look to be wearing wizard robes. Oh, they're trying to fire on me. I stabbed them. I stabbed him, and... Okay, I killed him before he got off his second spell. His name is Melar Braham, and he had a common robe. Ooh, I don't wear it. Can I wear that common robe? I can. Oh, it looks actually pretty good on me. It looks very, 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 very shiny on me. Now, I need to use my spell, Hearth Heal, which is going to heal me completely. And we're going to get my fire bite back out, just in case someone else comes up the hill. So he died really quickly. That's fine. We're looking around. I'm going to grab my iron, grab my light back out. I found another old gate. Let's open the gate. And it says the slave key was used to open the lock. And there are 1, 2, 3. There's a Khajiit slave, which is a cat person. There are 2 Argonians, which are lizard people. Let's free them. I'm going to free them. Yeah, let's unlock slave bracers. Go free, buddy. Get out of here.
So clumsy. All my fault.
No, it's not your fault, buddy. This is not your fault. We're gonna free you guys and get you guys out of here. All right, guys, get out of here. You're done. Go.
Master was right to discipline.
No, he was not. Go free. Get out of here, guys. All right, so we saved the slaves. We freed the slaves. They are now free to leave. All right, I don't know how they're going to handle things, but they are free to get out of here, and I'm very happy to have saved them. We are slave freers. In this playthrough, we're going to be slave freers. We don't let them stay here. All right, so we're walking down slowly down into the cave further, a little bit as long, and I've got my torch on me. The torch actually has quite a bit of life left on it. It's sitting at about 622 of 770. And we're just looking around. I don't see anybody. I see a pool of water nearby, which could be dangerous. I do see something. Looks like at the bottom of the pool. Oh, we have someone coming up to me, and it is dangerous. I don't like it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to summon my ancestor guardian, and which is some. I don't see him. I don't know where he went. I don't know where the ancestor guardian went. And she is throwing things at me. All right, she is throwing things at me, and they are easily dodgeable.
Give your life to me, and I will end your pain.
Okay. I'm not gonna let you hit me with those because those look like they hurt.
There is no escape.
All right, we hit her with my fire bite. We hit her with a blade. She's trying to attack us with a dagger, but we were able to take her out. Her name was Mulvisi Orathil, and she carried an adventure apprentice's probe and apprentice lockpick. And looks like some cloth bracers, some common stuff. We're going to take all her stuff and dispose of the corpse. All right, so let's look around. I also see another slave key. And inside, so I'm always big on checking chests and checking crates as we enter and go into any cave. I don't see anybody else right now, but there might be someone else beyond this. So let's check the barrels. Barrels have nothing in them. The crates do. The crate has a Chitin shield. That's super important. 10 gold and a soul gem. That's nice. The other crate has iron left brazers. Those are not so important for us because they're not very expensive either. They're sitting somewhere around 10 gold a piece. Not very great, to be honest with you. They also have some grief, which is fortify strength for 20 seconds, drain agility for 20 seconds. Not great. Soul trap is in there and 10 more gold. We're going to take that. We'll leave the iron bracers behind. There's another slave key, but we don't care for those. We just don't care for them. All right, I don't see anybody yet, but I'm opening another crate. Odondusi's Unhinging, which is unlock something 40 to 60 points. Yeah, we're taking that. Looks like another Chitin Curious is down here, and a restore agility 20 points on self potion is down here. That's cool. We'll take that. All right, there's a chest which has a steel dagger. We can, it's only 20 gold. It's rather common. I still don't see anybody here. There's some gold on a crate. We're definitely taking that. I mean, they're bandits. They probably stole it from somebody. We're just going to steal it back. An 8 gold bowl and moon sugar. Moon sugar is illegal. That makes skooma. All right, we are going to take all of the alchemy ingredients because we can use that later. There's a bunch in this chest here. Oh, we can't take the moon sugar, though. We could take all and put the moon sugar back, I think. I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't want the moon sugar. Moon sugar is hard to sell. Like, it's just straight up. It's hard to sell. It's hard to get rid of. And I'm not a big fan of it. There's a bunch of 3 gold goblets there and another chest with plates. Ooh, pillows. And also 500. See, skooma is very expensive. Skooma is 500 gold a pop, but you have to find someone to sell it to. And it's very difficult because it is an illegal substance. And if you get like attacked by guards or something like that, it's pretty bad. I do know of a couple people out of game knowledge that will buy it, but I don't want to use that out of game knowledge for this character. So at the moment, we're just going to say at this moment in time, not to worry about it. So we went further back in the cave. And the cave just kind of ends in water. And we just accidentally put out the torch. Because we stepped in water. And the torch literally immediately went out. So, that's neat. Torches go out in water. Spoiler alert, I don't know if anybody knew that, because I actually didn't know that. I mean, I knew that. I knew torches go out in water, but I didn't realize that that would happen, because I hadn't accounted for that. So we're underwater right now. We're swimming through the facility. My athletics has increased. My breath is down. This looks like I have swum into a cave with a rocky outcrop going up. And is there anything underwater near me? I don't look that way, but it's always good just to look down. Always good to look down. We are in, this is definitely a multiple degrees of motion type game. And you can always go up, you can go down, you can go left, you can go right. You've got all sorts of directions you can go. And there's even a way to fly if you're good enough. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Jeez Louise, a rat just attacked us. All right, I hit the rat and the rat died. Oh, my rat didn't have anything on him though. So that's, scary. Scary, scary, scary. We found some more luminous Russula, which are glowing apparently. I didn't know luminous Russula glowed. And some Netch leather armor. And I thought I saw gold. Did I see gold? I don't know if I saw gold or not. Is there a torch nearby? I don't see a torch either. Oh, there is gold. I thought I saw gold. It's just really hard to see it in all the bones that are laying on the ground. I found a pack of bones. Looks like he got eaten, whomever it was. So we might need to keep our guard up just in case something attacks us further up into the cave. He may have gotten stuck here. Who knows? Who knows? We found another mushroom outcropping with another pile of bones nearby. And a Netch leather right pauldron. So, and a torch. Okay, there we go. Now we can see. Oh, now that we can see, does that mean we could check out the previous bone pile? Oh my goodness, I just found some more bones in the hallway here in the tunnel I led walking up. I'm looking around, looking back at the pile of bones I just left. And yeah, I missed some gold, actually. Honest to goodness, I just completely missed it. Because I couldn't see it. I couldn't see. It's bad. It's so dark. But the torch is providing some sort of light for me. So we're climbing through this cave. Slowly but surely. I've got my sword in my left, in my right hand. I got this dagger or this torch in my right. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing, okay, I don't see anybody up top. I'm looking around to see if there's anything under this outcropping. Maybe someone fell, died down here. I could definitely free them of their possessions. That would be definitely a thing. We're slowly walking up this because two reasons you would use slow walking. One, you want to regain your stamina, right? You always want to keep your stamina regained full before combat because that's important. And second, and slightly more important, you want to be able to not fall. Okay, so we've cleared, it looks like we've cleared the dungeon, but I know for a fact we haven't because we never checked out that other area, the first waterway area. So we're walking back down and I'm going to put my light away and there we go. And I'm going to swim into the water here because I do see something in the water. It's just very faint, but I see it and I want it. And I don't know what it is, but our breath doesn't last very long. And it looks like there's a sword or a saber down here. So that's neat. And it looks like there's a rusted chest. We just opened from the water. There's some paper, some restore speed, some brandy, which is fortify, and some gold that we just looted. And I'm going to swim down real quick, grab the saber, grab the gold. Is there anything else on this guy? No, I can't see. It's too dark inside the water and I don't have night eye, so I'm not really seeing if there's anything on this guy. Let's check his corpse. He's just got bone meal. I'm not going to take anything off of him. Take his corpse off of him. Take his bone meal off of him. And I'm looking around. I'm seeing if there's anything special down here. Nothing's coming out to me, but breath is at a premium and I am trying to not drown. I am looking else around the area. And it does look like this area is cleaned out. Of course, the rusted chest I grabbed earlier. We're taking a look around one more time underwater. I'm going to come up for breath one more time. And now we're going to go down into the waterway. Back through the waterway where we came. We have no way to fast travel out. It's not like Skyrim. It's not like Oblivion. We can't just click a button and fast travel out of here. We actually have to get out of this cave naturally. So we've made it out of the cave pretty handily without too many difficulties. And now we are leaving the cave. So we have successfully, quote unquote, conquered the cave. And what are our spoils? Outside of the extra items we earned, we also got some brandy. Some brandy's like worth 100 gold. That's dope. We got some shoes. I'm not really caring about the shoes. Those are not really all that useful to me. The shirts aren't useful to me either, to be honest with you, because they're common clothes and they're not worth anything. The netch, leather, and pauldrons and stuff like that, that's worth it if I need to change armors. The chitin daggers are not worth but 6 gold a piece, and they're not really worth it. The iron saber is a 5 to 18 versus a 4 to 16. Which is actually slightly better than what I'm using. But the what I'm using has a slightly better enchant capability. So it's you know, up in the air. I've also found a chitin shield, which is definitely, definitely better than what I had. Though I'd say it's a win. We definitely come out of here with more money in our pockets than we started, which is definitely nice. I don't have a restore fatigue spell, so I'm trying to make sure that I'm taking my time on the walking just in case I have something come up where I need to fight something real quick, because stamina directly affects, or fatigue in the game as it's called, directly affects your ability to attack and to defend. It casts spells, everything. So I've walked out of the area. It's done. Ooh, I found a bungler's bang on the tree beside me. That's dope. As I walked out. And there we go. That is it. Now I'm curious if there's anything else in this area that I can kind of check out, because the more I think about it, it's like, we've cleared that out. I'm going to go sell off some of the stuff I found to the trade house because, hey, any money is good and we might be able to buy some spells. But there were two paths out of here. One past the Stilt Strider, which I'm not sure where it goes. And there's a sign nearby. So let's go check out the sign. We really have the free reign to go wherever we want. We're not tied to go anywhere. The only thing we have to do is go see Caius Casades. We have Belmora to the right past the Stilt Strider. We have Ebonheart to the right past the Stilt Strider. Vivek and Pelagad, Sidonine pointing to the other direction. Garnmok is to the other direction, and Halaod is the other. Oh, those sound like cool names. And didn't the lady mention something about Garmok, about something off the coast of Garmok? That might be interesting to check out at some point. So we need to make a mental note of that. So we're exploring the area. We're just kind of really just looking for anything, anybody. I see some sort of creature just laying in the sun as the sun is going down in the sky. It's kind of adorable, honestly. I see some vines on the trees. The landscape is beautiful. It's kind of alien. It's there's mushrooms everywhere. There's all sorts of mushrooms. I'm harvesting as I'm walking, by the way. That's the sound you hear. There is just so much going on here. And I'm just looking around, and the trees look so dead and the dark. It's getting dark outside. And I just hit the wait button to see what time it was, and it is 7 p.m., so the sun is beginning to go down. Darkness is beginning to settle over the land. It is becoming harder to see. Thankfully, we do have a handy-dandy torch, which is definitely going to help us through the night, because we'll be able to see. And we're continuing our walking. Our athletic skill did level up once, because, hey, we're walking a lot. That's going to need to be leveled. Of course it is. Of course. More Bungler's Bomb, Violet Caprinus, and Luminous Rustler. We're picking up all these because, hey, we could try to make some water walking potions if we gain the ability to. I see some sort of creature out to the... What the fuck? Oh, man, there's a guy falling from the sky. Can I couldn't get to him in time. I can't run. There's no sprint button. So he is falling down. What the world? What's going on with him? He's wearing some very expensive clothing. What is your name, dude? His name is Tarheel. And there's a book on the ground. Let's check his book. His book says, I believe I may have found the correct formula for a spell I'm developing. With it, I'll be able to travel great distances without the need to pay others for service. If all goes well, I will test out the new spell tomorrow. I believe I've worked out all the possible complications. It will allow me to leap great distances, covering many hundreds of miles. Never before has anyone been able to travel in this manner, vaulting from the ground, sailing through the sky, all without the terrible disorientation of a spell of flying. The time is almost upon me. My research is finished and all my calculations are checked and rechecked. They laugh at me when I suggest this. We'll see who laughs after I leap to the top of their towers and scream out my success. I think he forgot the landing part of the spell. So we check his body because he is dead and he doesn't need the stuff that he's wearing. And he has on his body an iron spark sword, which is a one-handed long blade. Looks to be the same as the long sword I have. But it has a 1d4 shock damage. That's dope. He has a Kolovian fur hat, which is an armor rating of 8. We don't have a hat. That hat looks dumb. I don't like the hat. He has an expensive robe. Ooh, we can wear that. I don't like the way that looks. I kind of prefer the common robe instead. Extravagant shoes. We could sell that. Scrolls of Icarian Flight, which is fortify acrobatics, 2,000 points for 7 seconds on self. I think that's what led to your death, my friend. So that thucked. I'm sorry, but you definitely did a die. All right, so where are we? Okay, so we were walking towards Hala'od. And if people are going to be screaming from the skies, I kind of don't want to take the common path. I just want to look out and see. Oh, you know what I want to do? I want to fight a mud crab. I know what those are. You may not know what those are, but those are creatures, like crab-like creatures covered in thick shells. And I kind of want to fight one. And I've got one who's standing on the horizon. He's looking mighty mean, and he is just staring me down. He stared me down. I'm staring him down. We know what's about to go down. He knows what's about to go down. I know what's about to go down. Let's fight. Me and you, buddy. Let's go. He is actually walking towards me. He's walking towards me slowly. I don't know if he's actually noticed me. He's just walking in my direction. See if he notices me. No, he just crawled back into his shell. Do you notice me? Oh, yeah, he notices me. He notices me. We're going in for the attack. One hit. The mud crab is felled. And we got some mud crab meat. Is mud crab meat edible? Mud crab meat. Crab meat. Is edible, and it gave us, what did it do for us? It gave us restore fatigue. Oh my goodness, we can make restore fatigue spells if we kill more crabs. This is what we need to do. We need to kill more crabs because we want this. We need this. So we're looking for crabs right now because we want the restore fatigue ability, because that's dope. And maybe with some other potions thing, we can make like a restore fatigue potions and be the best alchemists ever. I'm gonna grab some mushrooms and what looks, I think, dragtail out of this little pond nearby. Some violet Copernicus, which gives us water walking or water breathing, one of the two. I think it's water walking. Grab the draggletail and the violet Copernicus. We're gonna grab this bungler's bane, maybe? It is bungler's bane, yes. And Hypia fascia. And we're gonna grab some spore pods off of something. And there's a creature in front of me. What's your deal? You are a scrib. You do not look to be attacking me, though. I'm probably not going to attack you. You're not attacking me. I'm not attacking you. What the hell are we looking at? What is that? Oh, I found a body on the ground. It's outside of Cydonin. It's really dark, so I don't actually know where I'm at. But there's a lot of these scribs running around. There's one underwater, actually. Just doing their jobs, doing their things. Oh, what the hell are you? What are you doing? Go away. Go away. Go away. Oh, I killed it. What is it? Oh, I didn't kill it. It's still alive. What is it? Can I attack it with fire? I can. What is it? What are you? You're a Quama forager, and you have Quama cuddle on you. Okay. Did I get the Quama cuddle for doing that? I did. What does the Quama cuddle do? Quama cuddle does it resist poison. That's cool. All right, so we found a body. What's up with the body? There's some mushrooms nearby. I'm distracted by everything. It's like mushrooms nearby. Okay, let's check out the body. The body is Processus Vitilius. All right, let's check the body. We'll let him wear his clothes. We don't need it. He's got a tax record on him and 200 gold. Okay, Processus, I'm sorry. Can I dispose your corpse? I cannot. Ooh, I don't want him to be naked. Stop. Stop being naked. Where's your clothes at? I tried to dispose his corpse. It said, nah, man. I'm gonna put his clothes back on. Okay, so this guy's dead, and he's just out here in the woods. Just leave him for the mud crabs, apparently. Okay, so what do I do with that information? I have a tax record on me. Can I read the tax record? What does it do? Tax records. Processus Vitellus, Sedanine Census and Excise Office. Aurel paid 450 drakes. It just shows everybody's taxes. Darren Thraris paid his. Eldefire did not pay hers. Erin Linum paid hers. Fargoth did not pay his. Finemouth, I don't know who Finemouth is, did not pay theirs. Foreign Gilneth did not pay theirs. Vaudunicus Nusius. Hey, that's the guy that told me to go see the Stillstrider earlier. He didn't pay his. But we have three people who paid theirs. Indorel, Ratharon, Teresu, Giravan, and Theravar Vedrano did pay theirs. So Eldefire, Fargoth, Finemouth, and Foreign Gilneth did not pay. And Foreign Gilneth owes a lot of money. Like 250 drakes. 250, that's a lot of money. All right, so let's, I have no idea where I'm at. It is so dark outside right now. So we're just going to make our way back to civilization. Try to find our way back to the road. I am so lost. I have walked off the road in search of apparently bodies, and I don't know where the road's at. So let's just walk our way back. I heard a mud crab. Did I hear a mud crab or a scrib? Is that a mud crab or a scrib? I don't see a mud crab nearby. I don't see a scrib either. I don't see a Quarma forager. I don't see anything. I think I see a house. Oh, I see a mud crab. All right, let's go to war. It's time for war, mud crabs. Me and you, the mud crab war. The mud crab war of 1987. What year is 2020. 20? Yeah, 2020. It's actually almost 2021 when I'm recording this episode. So 2021. Come here, mud crab. You and me, buddy. We're going to go. We're going to go, and it's going to be good. Yeah, come here. Come here. And I killed it. Mudcrab is defeated. Yes. Oh, it looks like the guards way far away on the bridge actually saw the assault by the mudcrabs and actually started running out to protect me. I just dove into the water. My torch just went out. It's very dark. Not sure if you guys know that. It's very dark. It's very, very dark. I can't see shite. It's bad. Jumping is a slight bit faster. We're just going to jump towards the trade house. What? I'm sorry, what? What was he? What? What? They were running. What was it? Something attacked? What just attacked? Oh, shoot! The guard, there was a fish fight chasing. What are you? What is this fish? Small slaughter fish literally was chasing me in the water, and the guard like run around the freaking village to protect me from the slaughter fish. Thank you, guard. I didn't know it would do that. Yeah, that's dope. That guard AI is amazing. Thank you, guard. You did good. You did very good. All right, so we're coming up to the trade house. I'm going to get my longsword out. Not out. Put it back up. Put the longsword back up. Can I steal the lanterns? Probably. I don't want to steal the lanterns, but we can steal the lanterns if we really wanted to. Let's talk to Ariel. Hey, Ariel. Aren't you awesome? You're going to be my best friend for a little while. I need to sell some stuff, okay? The gem feeder is going, can I sell you? Okay, I just sold him the Scrolls of Icarian Flight, and he's like, nah, that's not worth it. Holy shit. I sold him the Scrolls of Icarian Flight. Nothing. I sold him the Odysseus Unhinging. Nothing. Even the gem feeders, 20 gold. Not worth a damn. He's just not buying anything. He's not buying anything at full price. Like, literally nothing. What about the expensive robe? He's wanting to sell it for $6. Will you at least buy? No, man. I actually do need to get rid of some of this stuff, though. That's the problem. Because it's heavy. Let's just empty my inventory of what I don't need. And I'll sell that to him. I'll sell the bracer. I'm going to keep... Well, selling the shoes. I don't need the robe either. Let's see. What else can we sell? The journal can be sold. He is driving a freaking hard bargain. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, there is no money in selling this stuff at all. Just literally, there's no money in it. It's just no money. Let's sell the potions off, because those are worth something, right? Yeah. And then we'll look at his inventory. There's nothing really I want. Maybe some Scrolls of Hearthwise, because that's 4 to 5 personality. There's a Scroll of the Ardent Glow, which is 400 gold. I'm sorry. What? All right, let's sell that off. There we go. I'm sorry, man. You drive a hard bargain. Like, seriously, driving a hard bargain. All right. So the tax record was for the census office. So let's go down to the census office and check out the census office real quick. Hey, Venonicus. There was someone murdered nearby. Murder of Processus Vitellus. He says, found his body, huh? Well, it's up to you to do with that information. I suppose that Sussus Ergala with census office would be the one to tell, if that's your inclination. Yeah, well, let's go tell him. So that's, can we tell a guard? Can we talk to the guards and tell them what's going on? They say the same thing. Okay. They're like, oh, you found a body? What of it? Let's go talk to the guy we talked to at the beginning. Because I think that's his name. Ergala. That sounds like his name. That sounds like a normal name, right? Okay. Ah, the door. I'm trapped in the door. Okay. So we walked into Ergala's office. Hello, Ergala. There was someone murdered. And I found I found 200 septums on his body. He goes, murdered? What a waste. Processus was a good man. I had been wondering why we hadn't heard from him in a few days. Still, these are dangerous times we live in, and these sort of things will happen. Did you happen to find the tax money he collected? I hate to be so callous, but I do have a job to do. I told him yes, of course. And he says, you did. How odd that he was murdered, but not robbed. Your honesty is appreciated, I can tell you that. I won't forget this, Kylie. In fact, you were looking for some money yourself. I'd like to see the murderer punished. Killing an emperor's tax collector is punishable by death. Find his murderer, bring him to justice. In the census and excise office, we'll pay you 500 septums. That's a healthy increase. I dig that. Okay. We can also ask him to train our some skills. And I kind of want to train acrobatics. Thank you, buddy. So, well, let's go find a murderer. Who would murder him? Let's talk to the guard and see if he knows anybody. He says, we've heard. He was a good man, and his mother should be avenged. All right, so maybe it's a good idea to check the tax records and see maybe... We haven't talked to this Eldefire character, right? So let's go talk to Eldefire, see what she has to say, because she didn't pay her taxes. And did be a good reason... Well, maybe a good reason for her? No, you'd think it would be someone who paid but was unhappy. Salius Gravius, what about you? You've got no information on the subject. Okay, that's fine.
Keep moving.
I walked out the door. There was a guard standing literally a third of a foot away from me. Hey, Fargoth, you, buddy, what do you know about the murder of Processus Vitellus? He says, someone finally got him, huh? Well, it's no surprise, I suppose. No one likes a tax collector, especially one who flaunts his wealth by taking our hard-earned cash. Only one who could stomach him was Thavar over in the lighthouse. The two of them spent some nights together. Shame, really. She seemed like a nice woman. So in the lighthouse? Okay.
To what do I owe the honor, Dunmer?
Okay, so let's go check out what Shasta said. She's in the lighthouse. Hey, you didn't pay either. The Indaril Rathalon, did she pay? Hold on, did Indaril pay? Yes, she paid 127 drakes. Okay. So she did pay. It was Eldefire that didn't? I don't know where. I hadn't seen an Eldefire. Maybe she's over there on the bridge. Let's go check out the lighthouse. Thus, the plot thickens. Let's go check out the lighthouse. Let's see. There's some glowing mushrooms out there, and I'm kind of down for that so much. Let's go and check out the lighthouse. So we've entered the lighthouse, and we're talking to Thavar Vodano.
Someone watching me.
Hello, Thadar. I'm sorry, but I really need to speak with you about the murder of Processus Villicus. Processus? Murdered? No! Tell me it's not so. He was the gentlest man I had ever met. He and I had become so close in the past few months. I don't know what to do without him. I've only seen him get angry once or twice and never raise a hand to anyone. It's just so sad. I'm sorry, you told me you saw him get angry? Well, not even angry, I suppose. I saw him arguing once with Foreign Gilneth about his taxes. He thought Processus had been levying too much and was skimming off the top for himself. Ridiculous! Processus wouldn't have done a thing, I'm sure of it. Please find out what happened, friend. And if you know what find out what become of Processus' ring, it would ease my heart. Why the ring? She says, I gave it to him, the ring to him many months ago, and it was dear to him. I would like it to remember him by. Oh. So, Foreign Gilneth.
Go ahead, Outlander. What do you need?
Foreign Gilneth is the person we're looking for. Okay. Ooh, I wonder if she's got any rumors to tell me. I know I'm hunting down the killer of her lover. You got any rumors? Little advice. Just, hey, there's some guilds you want to check out. Okay, cool. And we're going to be checking out some guilds because I think I want this character to be part of the Mages Guild. I don't know, maybe. The more I think about it, I'm not entirely sure. But what I am knowing of is it's really dark. It's really, really dark. And I need a place to sleep. And I have no place to sleep because it's really dark. And I could just wait. But I'm not sure if that would work. So I need to ask where Foreign Gilneth is. Talari Hivai, do you have any information on that? She does not. I don't know where Foreign Gilneth is. So I just got to start checking houses. Is that what I got to do? I mean, do you guys know where? No, there's no new topics about this, right? So maybe the trade house guy will know where Foreign lives. Since he is like we're not good friends, but we're friends, right? Do you have any information? He does not. But we can buy, like, better spells from him. He's got Frostbite for 54 gold. Ooh, I kind of want that. That would be useful to have. Just, like, do Frostbite and then Fire. So be like, Firebite, Frostbite, Heart Heal on myself.
I called using teleportation, and yet there I was. Alone, naked.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's hilarious. He was alone naked somewhere. What about you? Do you know anything, buddy? You do not know anything.
I'm
sorry.
It's around here somewhere.
Everyone's sniffing. Doing sniffity sniff. I'm sorry. I was talking to some dude upstairs named Abacus Koloyas, and he said, did you hear some fool lost mentor's ring in a tomb along the Bitter Coast, or so they say? Wait, we're in the Bitter Coast, right? If we're in the Bitter Coast, that means there's a tomb with a ring in it that's special. Ooh, I kind of dig that. But we have no knowledge of where this guy is, so that's not good. I talked to another guy about rumors, and he said a friend of mine says you have to visit the House of Earthly Divites in Saran. We're definitely going to have to do that. What about you? What's your deal? This guy is Hiskar Flatfoot, and he's like, you look like you use a friend, Outlander. Perhaps I could be your friend. You could help me recover some gold. Recover some gold? What? That's right. See, I had a bad luck of playing nine holes and lost some money. Normally, I'd be fine. We usually keep some gold in our pockets just from the money the locals pay us for protect. What the hell do you want? He wants us to find Fargoth's hiding place? No, thank you. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here, asshole. I don't want to help you. Nobody wants to help you. You're a dickhole. I don't like you. We don't like those type people. Okay, where are we going now? What do we got? We've got... We don't know where this guy lives, so we can start checking houses and seeing if any of the houses are his. Because he is getting tax collected in the city and had a pretty large amount. So it's possible. Let's check this one. This house I'm looking at is Tarus Guravar's. Nope, that's not her house, not his house. Hey, are you Eldefire? You are Eldefire. You are actually one of the ladies. Oh, I asked her about little advice and she goes, you actually dealt with that scum in Adamasaratus? I am pleasantly surprised, Kylie. Thank you. I'll be sure to tell the others about this. I'm sorry, did that just raise my disposition with her? It did. That's dope. All right, so we got Eldefire's house, which is in front of me. I'm walking to another house, and this is Vodonis Nikias' house. Not necessarily super important. All right, so maybe he lives in a shack. Let's go check out the shacks. It's still pitch black. I cannot see anything. The sky is darker. There's no moon in the sky because it's overcast in the sky. So we're now walking to check out these shacks in the middle of the night. We have Irene Linham. Okay, that was one of the ladies I talked to, right? I thought. We have... Oh, hello. Hello, Talari Heavy. We have Indoril Ratharan's shack. And whose shack is this? Foran Gilneth. I didn't see him outside, so he may be inside. Okay, Foran Gilneth is inside his house. Okay. He's got a whole bunch of interesting stuff laying around, like a hammock, a chest. There's a barrel on the ceiling.
There's someone watching me.
Yes. Yes, I'm standing here. Hello, Foran. I'm sorry, what? What was that? Okay, so he says, I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you? When I ask him about the murder, he says, that fetcher, you're damn right I did him in, and it's a good thing too. He was always skimming a load of money off for us honest people, overcharging us on our taxes and keeping the difference for himself. He was always flaunting his money around, showing off his new clothes and jewels. So I killed the bastard and left his body out there to rot with his ill-begotten gold still on him. I'm sorry. No. That's no excuse for murder, dude. Your fate is decided. I've been tasked with killing you. Tasked to stop you for doing this. I tell him no, that is no, and the penalty is death. And he says, you're one of them, huh? Come to kill me? I'll take your best shot, Dark Elf. I've no problem spilling more blood of the Emperor's lackeys. Okay.
You will suffer, Grace.
So we've got a problem. Let's do summon. Oh, I've already used that power. We cast fire on him. I cross frostbite. Frostbite did some damage. Oh my goodness. Frostbite did like half his health in one shot. And he is now dead. He had on his body a common belt. Not worth it. Common pants. Common shirt. Common shoes. He had the ring. We'll take that from him. He had some gold on him. He ain't gonna need that anymore. And he had a tankard. And... it looks like the house is now mine. So I have a house inside I need now. Because he's dead. He ain't going to use it. So that's cool, I think. I'm just going to kind of look around and see, you know, is there anything worth a damn here? Some bottles. He really didn't have anything on him. He's just murder happy. He had a Dance in Fire and a Dance in Fire chapter 6. Which, you know, I'm not going to read to you guys if I don't have the rest of Dance and Fire. But hey, we will take that because that's dope. That's a dope book. We can sell that book. It'll make us a little bit of money. Get a spoon. Oh, books don't make us money. You're right. Books don't make us money. So we can actually put that in here. I'm not going to take the spoon. Spoon can stay. Look at the barrel. Nope. Look at the barrel. Nope. There's a sack underneath here. Sack with some saltries. Dope. And a hammock. And we can heal until rested, which should grant us until 5 a.m. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's time for unseating the episode. If you like what you heard, please vote in the poll that I will be tossing on the Twitter today, as you listen to this episode, after you listen to this episode, go vote on the Twitter poll. You can find the Twitter in the description or in the link or in the links that follow in the end card. Vote on your favorite, and this will be what you hear on the Monday show. You want to hear Pillar of Eternity? Vote for Pillars of Eternity. And if you want to hear more Morrowind, vote Morrowind. With that said, we have a lot to do. The other game, by the way, whichever one doesn't get chosen, will become the Sunday night stream game. That'll be done on Sunday nights. And I'll be doing it for a little bit longer than about an hour, same sort of time frame. Those will not be saved on Twitch. However, they will be downloaded and saved for use on Patreon, where you can listen to them at your leisure. So we have both games will get continued to play. So vote your pick, which one becomes the Monday game. With that said, thank you for listening. It's been a blast. I love this character. I love this time. As always, thank you for listening and roll that beautiful end card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.